Begin the current daf. Set this human daf chavtes. Begin with days. Begin with days and nasta. Begin with the gemara. Nachadre benikmetzei beimam bechulu. So go back to the kmitz again during the daytime, etc. So the gemara says no. Kli sharas mekatzin shlebizmane. Kli sharas already was sanctified it to invalidate it. It was already done shlebizmane. Kasha Taisa is difficult. Menolid mekatzin shlebizmane. Where does the gemara get this idea that the kli sharas is sanctifying even not during its time, meaning in the previous night? All it says was that it was you did the kmitza. So how could you say, oh, it was very sanctified with what? No one put in. Who said it was put into kli sharas? So says Taisa, we came into the mesivin al baisa. Since we're adding our words into the braisa, that we're saying shekadosh hakoyim. Oh, we didn't just do the kmitza. We didn't just take the tzitzis. We also put it into a vessel. Some can. If that's the case, then they have our more words and say that my rishah hikdar comes for lightly. You didn't just sanctify. You already burnt the fistful by night. Then I can tell you that's why it got burnt. But I'm not sure kiddush comes for there. But maybe just sanctifying the fistful itself. Maybe we'll have a minute to say, but maybe we wouldn't say it goes out to be burnt. So how do you know that? Like the Gemara is asserting that kli charis mekachish lebizmanik. There's something that says, if it would be talking about kishon nikmetzah v'kiddush kum tzivisoy loy, if he's saying, like our Gemara says, that, yeah, you took the fistful, and you were mekadish the kmitzah in the vessel, and nothing more, you didn't burn it. So us come a shabbat, but then you can understand why it says, and not only this, of shechita, meaning, regarding shechita, it says, on the day of that you slaughtered should be eaten. So we know it has to be during the daytime. On that, the Brisa says, but even the malika, meaning that, because it doesn't say shechita, that's malika. Now, and then you continue, say, and you don't have to tell me malika, that it's at least somewhat similar to slaughtering a carbon of an animal, she came in the dumb, because at least it's types of a blood carbon. And that you're telling me, even if you do just a fistful of a flower from a kiddush comes to and you sanctify the fistful at nighttime, meaning, even though it doesn't say explicitly that it has to be during the daytime, still you tell me chiddush that, okay, it's the equivalent of what shechita is, and tesha basis has to be burnt. But I'm like, yeah, I mean, the hikta comes to whatever, it would be like you're asserting in your question that the kmitza was even burnt already at nighttime. And it should have been the reverse order. The tfei pshitalon, because actually it's more obvious to us, doctors claim it's bayayim in Malika, that if the burning of the fistful, that has to be by daytime, is more obvious to us than the Malika of an oif being done during the daytime. Because the chassid says in the pasuk, Zaysatari, this is the law, la'ilu minchabu gaimer, says by all of them. Where Ksiva Straight says, after Bayoim Tzabais Lakam, on the day that he commanded to sacrifice. Now, Bekaloshna Akrava, whenever you say Akrava, it primarily means Hainaktar, means the burning. So that I know has to be during the daytime, which Malika is just from comparison. So if it meant that the Kemitza was also burnt, then actually it should have not been that, like we're saying, Afila, but rather it should have been first. Obviously, it was not burnt. Now, but Mihu says, Tzabais, however, Bechinab Dachag Rashul Parakim, but actually for nothing in vain did Rashi push to explain this, the Bekiddush Kemetz area that we're talking about, when the Gemara is saying, Kli Sharas Mekadshin Lebezmanai, it wasn't mean Mekadshin, meaning that the fistful was sanctified in the service vessel, that's for nothing. Why? Because they could maybe could say, Delay Niskadish HaKemetz, no, you can actually explain that the fistful was not sanctified. Ela Mincha Niskadshin Bekli. Rather, the Mincha, the whole flower offering, was sanctified in the vessel, the Nikmetz of Balayla, and the Kemetz was done at nighttime. Now, even though mincha that was sanctified in the vessel becomes invalidated by leaning by Mura Shachar, but the Gemara originally assumed that since it was sanctified Shlem Bezmanli, it's not considered Kiddush and does not become invalidated. On that part, the Gemara asks, when the Hadar comes to Duchtim and Hadar and Nikmatsu Bimama, so then wait a second. So go ahead, put the Kemitza back into the place and do Kemitza again during the daytime. The Gemara answers that no, given that mincha is scheduled, since the whole mincha was sanctified in the vessel, Nifsel is by Mura Shachar, it becomes invalidated by the break of dawn, because then call Kiddush clear like anything was sanctified in the vessel, but nothing to do with the kmitza being discussed before the whole mincha was. Now, then Taisa says, "Vekashli, difficult to me. If that's the case, then even balei nikmitza, then what do you need kmitza for? Even without the kmitza, now me Taisa basically says it should go out and be burnt, given discussed before. So the same divine vessel. So why do you have to say anything about nikmitza then? Vishlamo Taisa says, no, what you could say is ilay nikmitza, but if you didn't do a kmitza, then actually lay Taisa lebeis hasefer balayla, then it would not go out to be burnt at nighttime. Because you would have to wait at Shanti Pasal Bamura Shach until it gets puzzled by the break of dawn for Lina. Well, Hashem, the Kemetz of Balayla, but now we're saying that you did also Kemetz at nighttime, then Tetzel Altabas is everything can be burned right away, but Loboy Ibitzur, and you don't have to wait for it to change its form overnight through Lina. And that's why we said specifically that Kemetz, which is similar to the Shkitz of the Tamar, and Likas Oif, which that Avoida is possible because Avoida is Lila, and that's where it goes to be burned right away, and you don't have to wait for Ibitzur. And it's like a monkey organized it. Says Taisa bothered by question. Why don't we say the same svara previously that kivin shekitch like mitzvasa by the mincha? That since you sanctified it not according to its appropriate mitzvah, because you did it at night time, nasik kamish nas neshamakayv, you should do like a monkey did it. So you could say the same thing over there. It is not by day and not by night time. So like a monkey did it, so it shouldn't become kaddish even to become invalidated because there was no nesin at all. So that's what Taisa. Something you could say is no. The hasan is kavli kaddish. There his intention was to sanctify it. Shekasaba hayishu yam. He thought that it's daytime already, because it's actually Dumi Demasin. That's comparable to the halacha of Mishnah, Sha'olamar, Levan and Bechula, where they thought the Shechita was okay, and that's where this whole halacha came in. Turns out it was really rays of the moon. So therefore, you can't say it's like a monkey did it, because what I mean, he was doing a human, direct, meditated action. It ended up being wrong. But over here, Kivin Bekabon also, since he's intently doing this, meaning the other Shechita, like the he knows he's doing it at an appropriate time. Everyone knows that you only organize a lechem on Shabbos, not on a Sunday. Oh, so therefore, Nasi Kimish the Sedrikov, this was saying it's like a monkey's doing it because there's no intention to sanctify it, and that's why it's different than the case of the Mincha that was done by night when he thought it was really by daytime, but he was intending to be Mekadosh.